Tukumiya no kia koutou kato, moving up to Te Tai Tukurau now, because we hear that our whānau are moving to level 3 come midnight tonight. Me tukumihi kia koe, Hone Harawira, he joins us now. Tēnā koe, must be so disappointing that we're moving to level 3 now, should have been done earlier, and it does appear as though, you know, we've lost trace of where our movements have gone. Not blaming the whānau at all, but, you know, we just don't seem to be keeping up. Tēnā koe, Hone.
Kia ora, Claudia, and tēnā koe tō katoa e te iwi whakanoa o mai nei. Yeah, like, we recommended a couple of weeks ago that we go up to 3, and that would have helped us to manage the Hokianga breakout, and that would have helped to put the squeeze on all those bastards that came sneaking up to Waitangi, the anti-vax brigade. And while I'm here, big mihi to Ngāti Whātua, who worked with the police, worked hard with the police over a number of days, 24-7, and managed to stop probably a good 90-95% of them from getting up, but still, the sneaky ones got through. Some of them flew up because they're rich, they're white, they can afford to come up, but if we had level 3 then, we could have turned around and said, piss off. We didn't get it, so we've had to cope. I'm kind of concerned that, you know, we had 3 families in the Hokianga, 3 households in the Hokianga, and you know, they kept us at level 2. We've got one couple in Kaitaia, and all of a sudden, the whole of Muri Whenua has gone to level 3. You know, we don't really care what level it is. It doesn't change our commitment to looking after the whānau. Whether we know them personally or not, our view is they are part of us, and more comfortable we can make them in the space in which they're in right now, the more likely it is that they'll stay home over the next 2 weeks. The more we communicate with them, the more we make them understand that, you know, this isn't about pointing the bone at them, this is about all of the community working together and ensure we all come out of it safer and healthier, then the better we're all going to be. So really, that's what we're trying to do. Health authorities are not helping one iota. As you'll know from the campaign from JT and the Whānau Order, they're trying to get access to Ministry of Health information. It's exactly the same with us. They tell us that there's a case between Kaitaia and Kaikohe, and then they expect us to take 2 or 3 days to find out where it is and who it is. Well, we know within about an hour where they are and who they are, and we didn't get numbers, and we rang them straight away. Because the Ministry of Health, they try to do it in a very structured and direct and very bullied way. But most of these people are Māori, and so our aim is to try and make them feel at ease and just make them realise that they are us, we are them, and that's our game. And we just say to the Ministry of Health, now, you guys look after the jabs, you look after the Panadol and that kind of stuff, but don't try and tell us how to look after our whānau. And we focus on trying to do it that way. So we're trying to change the game from one of blame, which I noticed that the government often does when they want to create a panic. And our game is one of love, sharing the love and making sure those who are in this situation, which is likely to be the most traumatic health situation they're going to suffer in their whole lifetime, we want them to understand that we're here for them 24/7 from the start of this trauma they're going through until they come out of it.
Yeah, absolutely right, Hone. Also, yes, absolutely, Hone. It's interesting because, you know, you say, and there is no shame, no blame with our whānau. This Delta variant, very, very tricky. One of the things, though, that was really interesting that proved very fruitful for much of our whānau was when the whānau in Mangamuka talked about their journey with the ngangara, and people were able to ask some questions. The more we talk about how we're feeling about it, it demystifies and it allows us to be more free with how we're feeling around this. It would probably give others more confidence to perhaps go get vaccinated.
Yeah, but I think it takes a brave person to do that. I know Rosalina. She's the mother to some of the kids that went through Te Rangia Niwiniwa, and we still stay in touch with her. I rang her, and I sent text to her again yesterday, and I teased her. I says, oh, you don't need any bloody help from us. You're a social media superstar. Everybody loves Rosalina. But anyway, you know, just, again, making fun, ringing, making sure they're okay, and say, look, make a list of all of the groceries you need, anything we can help you with, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then we got it all together, and one of our crew dropped it off. And then I was going down to see one of the other whānau, And I heard that, I heard DHB was going to send a taxi to take some medicine from Kaitaia across to her place. I thought, oh,